Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Live Your Love, the Alicia Doss Show. I am so thrilled to have you, beloved listeners and viewers, and a really heartfelt welcome to Asha Frost. Asha, so happy to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Just delighted to have you. So, beloved listeners, I will tell you a little bit about Asha, and then we will have a gorgeous, heartfelt conversation. So, Asha Frost is an amazing indigenous healer, best-selling author, speaker, and guide. Drawing on her ancestral knowledge and innate gifts, Asha has become a prominent figure in the field of indigenous healing, garnering international recognition. As an author, Asha has eloquently captured the essence of indigenous wisdom in her written words. Her book, You Are the Medicine, and Deck, the Sacred Medicine Oracle, a new one, Animal Elders, are powerful testaments to the healing potential that lies within us all. With her insightful storytelling and compassionate voice, Asha has succeeded in bridging the gap between traditional indigenous wisdom and the modern world, offering guidance and inspiration to a diverse audience seeking personal empowerment. Her work serves as a guiding light, reminding us all of the power of the medicine that lies within. So I met Asha first at a Hay House event. We're both Hay House authors, and you were so welcoming to me. You know, I'm the new kid on the block, and you were just so and are so beautifully warm and inclusive. And I saw your talk, and it's so powerful. I love how you're blending our native indigenous gifts and lore with all the beauty of our modern world.
Thank you. It was such a gift to meet you too. I knew that we would meet again. So this is such a beautiful time to do that.
Absolutely. So would you pull a card for our show from your new deck?
Oh, I'd love to. So these are the animal elders. They are the spirit animals that are coming through wisdom keeping, and they have that elder medicine. So they have a lot to share. So I'll allow everyone to take a breath together, perhaps, and take a moment about a question in your heart. Maybe you have a question or something that you're wondering about. I'm actually going to pull three for us just to see the whole vibe of the energy here. So we got Elder Hawk. And Elder Hawk's about presence. So Elder Hawk is asking us to be the visionary and also bring the visionary down to this earth to see the blessings all around you, to keep the vision and bring presence to your relationships and to everything going on maybe in this season that you're in right now. Hawk really asks you to be on the lookout for new things to come your way, new opportunities, and to meet them with your whole heart. So we have that. We have Elder Deer. And Elder Deer says, soften into love. So deer medicine comes up when we have that really intense inner critic. So when there's an intense voice inside that's maybe criticizing ourselves, we all have one. And Deer comes forward and says, how can you be more compassionate with yourself? How can you soften that critical voice? How can you come back to that beautiful self-love that we all so deserve? So we have Deer there. Mm-hmm. And then the last card we got here is we got the frog. So we got Elder Frog, and it says break generational cycles. So this is an honoring of the generational work that you're doing. And I know that probably a lot of your listeners are really conscious about their inner work. And so it's saying, good job, Spirit, saying good job. You are actually breaking this for generations back, for your ancestors. You're healing something for generations back, and you're dreaming a new vision for the generations to come. So it's honoring you as a cycle breaker. So we're doing that with deep love and deep presence. presence and celebration. So there you go.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. So we have a show of generational healing, deep love, presence, and celebration. I love that. And we are going to call in the light, which is an invocation I do at the beginning of the shows. So let's just join together, join our hearts, calling forward our ancient ancestral light. So, beloved listeners and viewers, if you're not driving, just close your eyes and open your heart. And just connect to our beautiful Mother Gaia, our ancient earth, the womb that holds us all, the Divine Mother. Now be aware as you deeply breathe in the love of the universe. Just exhale and melt into the hold of the Divine Mother, into her embrace, just giving up any worries or concerns, and we just ask that any negativity or karma just be taken and transmuted. Deep breath in, breathe in the love of spirit, exhale and just let go, perhaps with a bit of shaking of your hands, just flinging out anything you no longer need. Another deep breath in, breathing in the light of the Holy Spirit through your crown chakra, being aware of that light filling all your chakras, body, and consciousness. And join now heart to heart with each one present, each one to listen to the archives, knowing that truly we are one. And just now absolutely surrendering, trusting that numinous heavenly spirit is just on the other side of our awareness, just beyond the veil. And now that veil is pulled aside that we might experience and express that highest light, that highest love. Connecting now to our ancestors, bringing forward all the wisdom of the ages. Connecting now into our true potentiality, which is that of awakening to the beautiful spirit of oneness and love that we are. Placing, of course, this show into the light, Asha, myself, all of us present, all into the light of spirit for the highest good, and so be it. May it be so, and amen.
Thank you. So beautiful.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay, so in this light, talk to us a little bit about your deck and how it's channeled, my word, from the ancient indigenous wisdom and how that's rare in today's world. How did you marry our present moment with your ancient indigenous heritage?
Yeah, so it's called the Animal Elders Oracle. And on the front, I want to speak about the cover a little bit because it's the blue heron is at the front. And the blue heron, when it comes to visit me, reminds me of my grandfather. My grandfather is now in the spirit world. And he is one of my elders now in the spirit world. But sadly, you know, a lot of our teachings and ceremonies and traditions have been taken and stripped from us and lost due to residential school trauma and colonization. So it's been a journey for me to reclaim and remember those. And many of those teachings have existed in my blood, in my sacred waters, my dream time, the ways that, you know, those things can't be taken from us because it lives in our bones. So my journey has been about reclamation and bringing those things back in different ways. Perhaps that's journeying or dreaming or sitting with the land, the ways that we used to do it, right? We used to connect. So that is really how everything sort of opened up for me and how those teachings came back. I've had guides and teachers and elders along the way. But that a lot of that has been fractured. So because of that, that's why I wanted to create a deck that was accessible for all people to connect who didn't have living elders anymore, who didn't have connection to elders. And let's be honest, our society doesn't really treat elders as reverent and respectful the way Indigenous communities have for so long. So I wanted to bring back the medicine of eldership through the accessible animal beings. And spirit animals are such an important part of our culture and our connection. Our channel, our secret channel, has a lot of animal spirits as kin around us. So that's really how it got birthed into being. And it's been a long time waiting. I've had this vision for about 25 years now. And now it's here.
Ah, I love it. So beautiful. And so speaking of manifesting vision, you've been incredibly successful in bringing this to a global audience. So I have a lot of authors who are in our audience. Would you talk to us a little bit about your writing process? How do you receive that higher, that ancient wisdom and bring it through in your book? And I know you're writing a new book now. Yes.
Yes. Soon. Yes. Yes. It's at the proposal stage right now, but I think, first of all, I think that if you feel guided to write a book, you know, you need to do it. It's one of those things. If spirit is guiding you, if your higher self is guiding you, those words want to be out and they want to weave through humanity in a great way. So please put your medicine out into the world. The way that for my book, I'd say it was a little bit more challenging. My first book was written during the pandemic, where we were locked down for a very long time here in Ontario, and my children were really close to me. So I had it was sort of like pushing, you know, growing that diamond, you know, all that pressure. I felt like this diamond was birthed out of those pressured times. So I had to be very specific about when I was writing. And at that time, I was challenged even to channel in a bit of a pressured space. So I didn't have the privilege of having, like, you know, being at a cottage or writing at a coffee shop. My children were playing Play-Doh and Lego at my feet, and I had to light my candle. So I lit my candle with the intention, okay, that's going to be my opening. And it was a small little opening of my, like, energy field that was the channel, but it came through anyway. So I want to share that because it doesn't have to be perfect. I think sometimes we think, oh, we need this, like, perfect writing experience before the words would come through. But the beautiful words will come through no matter what, if your intention's there and you take those inspired actions. And with my deck, the beings came in so strongly. So each card was like a ancestor or a medicine person. They came in so strongly and they held the energy. So they were a little bit, I'd say, easier to channel because it's a shorter form of expression. Mm-hmm. So they were more fun. Mm-hmm.
Completely. That makes a lot of sense. And my book, Your Angelic Ancestry, it was similar, where the angels would come through and just speak it into being. And it was such a gorgeous, but yes, as you said, challenging journey. I think when we're birthing, there is a labor process of birthing these into the world. And then, of course, you know, I always say second children are born of amnesia, right?
Yes. Yes. That's so true.
Yes, and yet that labor actually makes us multifaceted and makes the I think the end product all the more beautiful. The end product always being us and our readers receiving of that. So when I asked you what would you like to speak about, you gave a very generous offer, which you said you'd like to demystify this whole area of marketing and getting your book child into the world. Because I know for me, about to do that, because my book launches in July, it's daunting. Talk to us about that. How do you find the joy in that? How did your elders help?
Well, first I want to celebrate your book, because I think that it is like a birthing process, and it's a really long process. Like, from when you get the book deal to writing it to then launching it in the world, It's a whole bunch of different ways of being in the world. So the first thing I want to say is I was not born a marketer necessarily. I've learned how to market, but that's not where the core of my medicine lies. I love being a creator. I love a healer. Healer is like the core of who I am. So I've had to learn how to market. And so when I've done a book launch into the world, it's taught me every time to stretch a little bit more about how visible you need to be, because you think you're maybe being a little bit annoying, like, hi, my book's here, hi, my deck's here, but people don't always see it. So you can share that 10, 20 times and somebody will be like, I didn't know you had a book. And you thought, oh my goodness, I've been sharing this forever, right? Even now my book is almost, goodness, it'll be 3 years that it's been out early next year, and people are still finding it and finding out, oh, I didn't even know you wrote one after being in my community for 20 years. So I think that, yeah, so I think that we just need to, you need to learn to just keep talking about it, right? And you can keep talking about it after the fact. Like, my deck just came out and then my book got seen by a bunch of new people, which is so exciting. So building on your initial creations helps your other ones. And I would say my biggest lesson from the first launch that I did when my book came out was that I burnt out so hard because I went all in. I think I did 100 podcasts in that really short time period, and it was just too many. So I learned to be very discerning that I can't show up that much when I've already shown up so much to birth this into the world. Now I have to care for my energy and do what I can, but also I don't want to burn myself out so that I can't create anymore, because then I'm not good to anybody. So that was a really challenging thing that I had to learn, I think, because there's a part of me that wants to do well. And I want to, you know, I want to sell the books and I want to be seen. And there's a part of me that thinks, well, if I don't say yes to this opportunity, it's going to go away, or I'm not going to do the thing. So I've had to learn very intensely sometimes. If I don't rest, then I won't be able to do them anyways. So, you know, when you're selling your creation, your medicine, your capacity matters too. Your energy and health matters too. So that's been my biggest learning throughout all the launches.
Ooh, beautiful. And how did you find that balance? You mentioned, I believe it was in You Are the Medicine that, and I'm not sure which chapter it is. I think perhaps one or two, talking about comparing yourself to other, you didn't use the word marketers, but other influencers where they have more of call it other than like aggressive, more in the world kind of energy. And you went inside, when you were working with your counselor, when they said, who do you want to be? And you said, a peaceful warrior. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you find your rhythm amidst, because there's a lot of pressure to be, you know, bold print, all caps, you know, to really be in that more of that flashy kind of marketing. How did you find your rhythm?
So that in particular was around conversations around, you know, what was up at the time, which was like a lot of around like Black Lives Matter and all of these decolonial conversations. And at the time, there was so much out there. And I know I have a vision for a healed world, and my vision involves kindness. It sounds sometimes people think it's just too simple, but I want to still show up kind. But I saw myself, I would compare myself to people who were really the loudest, and there's nothing wrong with that. We need those people. They're amazing, you know, but I would think I'm not doing my job well enough because I wasn't shouting or I wasn't yelling or I wasn't doing it the way they were doing it. I wanted to still come back to that peaceful warrior type and that kindness, that person who I've always been. But it took me a long time to wrestle with that because I thought maybe I'm doing something wrong. And I would shame myself for that. So that was a really big thing. And I think as an Indigenous person as well, because I really stand for us all to be free, that's all beings and all people. And I think that I can do it in my own way. And the Indigenous way for me is to do it in a kind way. But Indigenous way for somebody else is doing it in a different way. So I had to just really separate myself from comparing myself and see that my path was given to me for a reason and I had to walk it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And you have this gorgeous quote, nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished, by Lao Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
And yet our, you know, it's our society is, especially for women, it's rushing. Mm-hmm. It's get it done. It's due in each moment. And yet my impression of the Indigenous culture is much more in harmony with our earth and the heartbeat of the universe. How can you counsel us through your elders about being more in our own flow and being in flow with our natural world, even while we're in the modern world.
Yes, I think that's the biggest challenge. And I think, first of all, as women, we have this natural essence anyways. Our bodies move through rhythms and cycles. Our bodies are connected, attuned to the moon. So when we think about it, those are part of our original teachings, that we carry the first waters. If we have children, the first waters, we come from those womb waters. They are cycling with us our whole lives, and that moon is pulling on, if we were, you know, ocean water, you know, we're pulling on those tides of us every single month. So we already have that inside of us, right? That's a part of us, a divine part of us. But we forget, because the systems tell us, no, you need to be on 24/7. You need to hustle and be in the grind culture. You will never get where you need to be. Your value is only based on your productivity, right? It's like, only if you produce, then you're valuable, then you're seen. And it could be so hard, I think, especially as creators or influencers who have to be on social media, because that's a 24/7 job. It'll never be enough.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code HEALTHYLIFE.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You can have the help of the angels. In fact, your own unique angelic ancestry will help you discover your angelic name, true nature, and the sole purpose of your life. And now, Alicia Das has made it easy for you to find your angelic ancestry with her book debuting July 2025, called You Got It, Your Angelic Ancestry. This step-by-step guide gives you angelic assistance to let you thrive in life. Visit aliciadas.com to find out more and pre-order the book for lots of free gifts now. That's Your Angelic Ancestry at aliciadas.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
When you go to Alicia Das's website, you will find a plethora of things to help you live your best life. Discover information on her books, her products, workshops, and more. She even has wonderful programs and lots of free resources to help you keep connected in a happy, soul-purpose life. There's free newsletters that you can sign up for, and sign up for her latest book, Your Angelic Ancestry, launch for free gifts, bonuses, and more. Visit aliciadas.com. That's aliciadas.com. You'll be glad that you did. Visit aliciadas.com now.
So the medicine wheel teaches us that each season and cycle is of equal importance. So here where I live north of Toronto, we have very diverse seasons. We have really extreme seasons. So we have a really cold, cold winter. We have a really hot, hot summer. And then we have the in-between. And what I've noticed when I've worked with folks over the last 20 years is we don't love being in the fall. Like not necessarily temperature-wise, but we don't like being in a fall state because things are feeling disorienting. Things are starting to die. Things are need to shift, and we don't know what. And we're holding on for dear life. And we're thinking, I feel lost. I feel confused. I don't know where I'm going. So that's the season I see a lot of people in that they don't love being in. But the medicine wheel says, Oh, but this is a sacred part of your divinity. You must go through this season and cycle before you get to the winter and the spring and the summer. You must fall through that, right? You must move through that. And then the winter says, oh, beautiful soul, you must rest. You have to rest an equal amount of time as the other medicine wheel parts, because rest builds capacity. But our culture will tell us, no, you cannot rest, right? You must hustle, hustle, hustle. So I think the medicine wheel teaches us that we need these parts to be whole. We need these seasons. And if you're in a fall or winter season now, you need to know you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. And the medicine wheel always turns. Mother Earth never skips past a season. She always goes through it at her own pace and time. And there's always a spring. And there's always a summer. So that's something we can learn from that.
That's so beautiful. And speaking of women and waters, you talk about when the menses ends, then our energy goes into being the wise woman, into being elder is seems sort of pejorative in today's world, but really being that in Celtic culture, it's called the crone. Mm-hmm. And yet our society is rather youth obsessed. Mm-hmm. How do we, in the indigenous culture, is the wise woman more respected? Is aging more a graceful process? And how do you find that joy in maturation amidst our current culture?
Yeah, I think I would say it used to be. I think we've probably all been colonized into that way of thinking and being. So we're returning to that, but we still hold our elders as in that reverence and in that respect. So elder women, like grandmothers, we would call them nokomis, they are the wisdom sharers and keepers, and they pass down so much to us, and we hold them with that kind of respect. But I'd say we probably all have to unwind from this beauty standards and the culture that's happening right now that's telling us there's no value in eldership. And yes, you're right. Once your sacred waters stop running, there's a wealth of wisdom that now gets to be shared with those younger generations or with humanity in a way that it never was before. So it's such a sacred time, and it's such an enlightening time, but we've really lost it. I think a lot of people are bringing it back now, which is so great to see, but we still have a lot of work to do. So yeah, I'd say that on a whole, we hold our elder women as grandmothers, as we respect them and we honor them in those ways. And I think that I hope that those teachings continue, right? And kind of spread out to everyone to see. That's what I hope my deck does, right? The elders are important and we need to honor them as such.
And our, the elder within ourselves, yeah. No matter our age, but especially as we ripen, really loving and luxuriating in the beauty and the grace and the wisdom and the evolvement and the attunement to spirit that can come.
Yes.
As we walk more days on the earth and have so much more, especially if we're on a spiritual path, have so much more of an ability to be that conduit.
Yes.
I think as we go, you know, I'm not just a mother. I'm not just a this. I'm not just that. I'm not even a woman. I'm just a woman. I am the spirit. And I think we only come to that after we have lived a while and have so much more to share.
I agree. And I know that people say, you know, when you turn 40, there's this evolution that you have. And then when you turn 50, I'm not quite 50, but then people say there's this new, you'll hear people say, I love being 50 and I love feeling so confident in myself. And I can say that I'm starting to see that, like those wounds or those traumas, I think that we work on healing and healing and healing. All of a sudden there's like something comes together, something just, it's just so beautiful. It just like evolves and alchemizes. And then it's like, oh, I don't worry about that anymore. Or I don't try to please those people anymore. Or I don't care about that anymore. And it sort of happens like magic. It feels like, oh, wow, yeah, I've grown. I've healed. So I can't wait for 50.
I love that. Well, especially if we embrace that and we resist or transcend the impetus and the impulse to try to be, you know, looking younger than we are, try to be acting younger or looking with a wistful eye at, you know, those who are younger. It's really like, this is such a beautiful place to rest in. Not that we don't do anything, but there is a deeper sense of knowing who we are and knowing who we all are.
Yes, I love that so much. And I read something last week, I think, about when we're so worried, you know, I think right now it's like wrinkles and looking older and aging, whatever that is. But that, like, those features were in, like, your grandmothers, your great-grandmothers, your great-great-grandmothers, right? Like, that's so beautiful. And if we're trying to erase those aspects of ourselves, think about all the wisdom held and all of those smile lines and, you know, forehead wrinkles because we're resilient and all of these things that we've gone through. Not that there's anything wrong with wanting to do those things, but I think, yeah, our ancestors are living in our faces. And how beautiful is that the wisdom can shine through in that way?
Beautiful. Our ancestors are living in our faces. Yes, gorgeous. Shifting gears a little bit, mm-hmm. I am half English and half Indian, so platinum blonde mother and East Indian father. And I was fascinated to see, so you're indigenous and you married a Jewish man, right?
I did, yep.
How do you blend culture and what is your hope for your children?
I love that question. First of all, I think that we were drawn together. There's sort of some karma or something generationally, because I think there's a similar thread of trauma in our lineage. My husband's grandfather was in the Holocaust, and then my grandparents were in residential school. So there's that, you know, oppressive energy that flows through in different ways. And there's this gorgeous way of celebrating. There's this ancestral resilience and ancestral healing and beauty that is in both cultures. And when I first met his family, they were so family oriented. It was like, everybody's welcome and let's do these gorgeous dinners together. And I really found a lot of delight in that. And I could feel their ancestors every time we gathered. So I felt like there was a connection there, which was so beautiful. So I want my children to feel that connection to all their ancestors, the ancestral resilience that they carry from all their ancestors have gone through.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your soul purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadoss.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadoss.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadoss.com.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Alicia Doss's clients report her programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Doss, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, AliciaDoss.com. That's AliciaDoss.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
I want them to feel pride because I think our generation is still working through some of that trauma, and their generation has an opportunity to live in the joy and live in the ease more than ours did. So that's what I dream for them, is that they can tune into their resilience of their ancestors, the joy that they dreamed for them, their dreams that they dreamed for them, and all of that. That's what I really wish and hope for them. And I can say that they're 7 and 12 right now, and they're so proud of being Indigenous, and they're so proud of being Jewish. So I don't feel that thread of any of that shame that I held for so long.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And it's so fascinating because we have these streams of consciousness of standing on the shoulders of our ancestors and our elders. And then we have this wild stream of AI and technology and how the future seems to be coming at lightning speed. So how is it, how do you marry that lightning of our ancestry with that lightning speed of technology and AI and finding self in the midst of not denying our future, but keeping strong to ancient self as well as future self?
Ooh, I think that's a big question. Something maybe I'm wrestling with right now, because in my 20 years of being in business, things have changed so much. There wasn't even social media when I first started. It was all person-to-person networking, and I really loved that way of growing my business. And learning to be on social media was a big challenge and a stretch for me. Now it's about learning AI, and to me it feels very different vibrationally, and that might change, but if I tune into the energy and vibration of AI, I can feel the thread of difference between that and when I tune into my ancestral guidance. And there's nothing wrong with either of them, I think, or right with either of them. I think it's just knowing the difference. Like, if I want to tune into that frequency, that's going to be over here. And if I want this frequency, that's going to be over there. I don't know if I've quite found a way to meld the two together yet when we're talking about the speed of AI and what's coming in that way. We'll have to see. I think I have to live it out to see how that's going to work. But what I know to stay true to, what I know that always brings me home, is the voice of my ancestors. That hasn't gone anywhere. That's not going to go anywhere. So I think there's solace or safety in knowing that we all can have that, no matter what whips up in technology, which, of course, will advance us too. So, yeah, I just know I'm very certain and solid in my connection to my ancestors.
Ooh, beautiful. And so going back to this sharing yourself on, and your social media is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Do look up Asha on Instagram. It's your name, right?
Yeah, Asha it is. Yes.
Yes. So how do you, this is a funny question, but how do you get yourself to do it? How do you, you know, and I assume you send out emails and you, mm-hmm. you market your products and services. How do you get yourself up to be excited about that and enthusiastic about that?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Sometimes I'm not. You know, sometimes I'm not. I don't write. I cannot override my body. That's something I'm certain about as well, is if I don't have inspiration to write something, I can't override that. It has to be aligned, which is why sometimes I won't be on there for a week, because I really am in a bit of that winter stage, and I've done like a really big launch, or I've been out, or I've been speaking everywhere, and I don't have anything left truly to share on mm-hmm. social media. So I'll take a break and I have to gain capacity again. But when I have something, then I have something, and then it just feels it drops in and it's ready to share. So that's when I get excited, is when I feel alignment and when I feel like purposeful about it, because I want it to feel for me, and that's not true for everyone. I want it to feel really like, okay, this is it, and this is how I want to share. And then, yeah, like I think, you know, doing those businessy things that we have to do, it just becomes part of your everyday way. And I think the big vision for me is community building. Like for me, the best, if you want to talk about ROI, return of investment, is building relationships, building communities where people have gotten to know and treat each other as kin and honor and respect each other. Like all of these sacred ways of being and knowing in sacred circle, that is my big vision. I want that to be, to grow and grow and grow in beautiful ways. And I want people to remember their own medicine, remember their power. Like, I just keep my big vision in mind, and then the little things that kind of come at me or try to knock me down, they can release, you know, once you have your big vision held.
Yes, beautiful. For me, it's I have a very similar process with it of really needing to, and rather than marketing and selling, I think of it as serving and connecting,
mm-hmm.
you know, bringing us all more into and following our calling.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a time where we have to follow our calling. It becomes much more painful to not do that than to just share what Spirit has uniquely given us to share, which is, you know, multifacets of the diamond of God, Spirit, whatever name we call it. It's love.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I think I work with a lot of people in my communities who are highly sensitive, sometimes shy, you know, they're just like, I can never be visible. I can't do that. And I have to remind them, if you ever saw me as a child, I was so shy and I'm so sensitive still, deeply feeling person. So mm-hmm. I think that there are ways that you can still show up there and be visible. No matter if you're an introvert or you're a sensitive person, I still think that there are ways you can do it when you are connected, as you said, to Spirit, then it guides you and pushes you forward.
Really, exactly. And it's love pulling us forward rather than lack pushing us. It's not a wanting to be seen. I think that if someone is coming from that place, we can feel it. But if it's a wanting to serve and love, we can feel that too.
Always.
And then I love actually when, you know, when you talk about being shy and I was similar as a child. And I think that gives other people permission. To then share and not feel like, okay, I've got to be this, you know, rah-rah person. And it's so beautiful. We have such a big world that is served in so many different ways.
Yeah, we need all of us. And I speak about this in my book, and I even to a certain extent in the Animal Elders, that, you know, we have a clan system in Indigenous ways. I'm part of the Crane clan. And imagine the world was set up that way, right? Everybody had a responsibility. So the Crane were the speakers and they were the ones who gathered different communities together. The Bears were the healers. Like we had all of these different clans who had a responsibility. And if we saw the world like that, then we wouldn't compare ourselves because we'd know, well, she's over there doing that, her clan thing over there, and she's really good at it. And I'm over here taking responsibility for mine, right? And then we could uplift and see one another and celebrate the differences in all of us. And how we're all trying to, you know, come together for a common ground.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Doss's clients report her programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Doss, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, aliciadoss.com. That's aliciadoss.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit aliciadoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, that you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Doss just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadoss.com and use the code HealthyLife. That's spirit.aliciadoss.com, code Healthy Life.
Okay, so let's move into a meditation, which we're going to do together. So again, beloveds, if you would close your eyes, unless you're driving, in which case you're still very much with us, and just open your heart and be aware of connecting into the heartbeat of Mother Earth, hearing those ancient drums, that percussion of your true nature, of each of us, the unique heartbeat of each of us joined together in concert with the heartbeat of God, of Spirit, the Earth. As we open and just ask that any of those ancient wounds of our ancestors, of ourselves, that might be still informing our present, that they be taken by grace. We might be lifted into the light. That we connect in with the ancient elder animal spirits, receiving the gifts of those beautiful ones that have gone before, of those soaring ancestral lines. That we know we are part of each of these. That we are connected completely to Source. And as we hear those ancient drums, as we sup those ancient waters, that we relax and we release into the pure and true love that is nature coursing through our veins. That Mother Earth would surround us, that we might lay our head upon her chest and give her all our sorrows, any dis-ease, anything that holds us back from knowing we are made of sunshine, we are rooted and winged both, and we soar. Even as we rise ever and ever higher into the light of our souls and of spirit. Now we journey further as Asha brings us home.
Connecting into that gorgeous divine spirit that you are. And as you're soaring into that light, you notice that you're actually in the Star Nations. The Star Nations where the ancestors live. The Star Nations where they dreamed you into being. And as you soar here, you notice that you are wearing wings. You notice the color, the vibration, and the energy. You feel the expansiveness of your heart as you weave through these Star Nations. And as the energy of the ancestors gathers around you, you feel that beat of Mother Earth's heart within your waters, within your own heart. You feel that energy of your intention for your medicine walk upon the planet. The stars shine brighter than ever before, and you are guided. You're guided to soar to one of them today with this ancestral connection all around you. A loved one who has passed gathers before you. They come lovingly. They come with care and wisdom. They place their hand in yours, and you feel the source of unconditional love flowing through your body and being. You feel safe and warm. And they say, come now.
come along the starlit path. Come. We are going to the elders, and they lead you down this path, and you feel your glorious wings as both of you soar, moving through the stars, moving towards the energy of the animal elders. And today, as you softly slow down, we ask them, beautiful animal spirit realm, what animal being wishes to come forward for me? What animal spirit do I need now upon my path? And you listen. You see, sense, or feel. What animal being do I need right now on my path? Trust yourself. You ask this animal, what is it that I've forgotten about myself that you are here to remind me of? What is it that I've forgotten about myself that you are here to remind me of? And you listen. They weave in this glorious light energy. They whip it up all around you like a vortex of stars. You feel this animal medicine sourcing through you, moving around you. You become the medicine of this animal. It helps to retrieve those pieces and parts of yourself that you have forgotten. And it lands inside of you in some way. You feel every part of you glowing, sparkling, shining out in the star nations as this animal. Hold yourself tall. Expand yourself. Be present with all that you are. This animal leaves one word in your heart that represents your essence, your presence on this planet. And you leap off from the stars, saying goodbye to your loved one. And you soar with your wings, with that animal in your heart, with that word in your soul, all the way back down to Mother Earth, where her heartbeat welcomes you back home, where you feel the heartbeat in your own feet, and you breathe yourself back. But as you do, you breathe back that animal magic through your waters, your blood, your bones, and your cells. It pours out of your skin. You are whole. You are the medicine. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes.
So beautiful. Thank you. That's
gorgeous. Thank you so much.
So tell us how we can find you.
Yeah, so well, I am at ashafrost.com, and on Instagram, I'm asha.frost, and I would say I'm there the most. If you want to show up on social media, that's where I am. And if you do get my deck, please share with me the cards that you pull or the animal spirit that you got from this journey as well. I'd love to hear.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your soul purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
When you go to Alicia Das's website, you will find a plethora of things to help you live your best life. Discover information on her books, her products, workshops, and more. She even has wonderful programs and lots of free resources to help you keep connected in a happy, soul-purpose life. There's free newsletters that you can sign up for, and sign up for her latest book, Your Angelic Ancestry Launch, for free gifts, bonuses, and more. Visit AliciaDas.com. That's AliciaDas.com. You'll be glad that you did. Visit AliciaDas.com now.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
And my book, Your Angelic Ancestry, Discover Your Archangelic Name, Heritage, and Higher Purpose, is now for sale. So we'll put the link in the show notes. And, of course, it's very easy to find on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you buy books. So, of course, pre-sales help a lot. So please do buy it, and you'll get lots of bonuses. There'll be special events. And it's really like Ancestry.com meets the angelic realm, where you can really connect to your own angelic self and bring in that divine remembrance, all the magical attributes of angels right present into your life to transform your life. So do please check that out. And thank you so much for joining Asha and I today. We have a few shows coming up that are special. I'd like to invite you to the next show. January 13th is Pat Quinn, a celebrity speaking coach. February 3rd is Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God. So join us for those special shows. Again, Asha Frost on Instagram, Animal Elders. Thank you so much for joining, Asha.
Oh, it's been such a gift. Thank you for having me.
Been our pleasure. And beautiful listeners and viewers, until next time, live your love. Thank you.